What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And we were supposed to have Alan Parks in our third hour today, but unfortunately he's not gotten back to me with a confirmation. So if he connects with us in the next 2 hours, we'll get that all put together. But otherwise, it's a three-hour show of me. And boy, I got to tell you, I have not seen so many hacker attacks on my server since before the election. And so somebody is really out there just trying to shut down the independent media, trying to keep the public from finding out things they need to know about what's going on, mostly about what's going on with Hillary Clinton. And she's beginning to sweat. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But before that, I want to talk about Donna Brazile's book, Hacks, because I got a chance to actually sit down and go through it last night. And outside of the revelation regarding Hillary's hijacking, if you will, commandeering of the Democratic National Committee, there really isn't much of anything that's in there. In fact, it reads to me like it's a bit of a limited hangout, where Donna thought she was going to go on over and resell the idea that Russia hacked the DNC servers, because that's in there, resell the idea that Seth Rich was just a random murder. In other words, basically bolster the official story and sort of tease people into buying the book and reading it with that article that she put on out about how Hillary did grab control of the Democratic National Committee. So, frankly, it's kind of a disappointment, and I'm not recommending that people read it because there isn't that much in there. But there are a few takeaways. There are a few takeaways. And one of them is that the reason Hillary was able to basically come on in and financially take control of the DNC was that Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign left the Democratic Party deeply in debt. And Obama really wasn't all that interested in going on out to do fundraising to rebuild the Democratic National Committee's coffers. So they were in a world of hurt. They were deeply in debt. And basically that opened the door for Hillary to come on in and say, I'm going to take care of your debt. Got all this money. And then along with that, of course, came concessions. And Donna Brazile says this isn't really illegal. It's definitely unethical. That's as far as she's willing to go. Donna Brazile, even though she talks about Hillary commandeering and controlling the Democratic National Committee, during the primary season, stopped short of saying that it represented a form of rigging. And she actually goes on out there and says the primary itself was not rigged. Well, I'm having a hard time with that one because we know there was a lot of skullduggery going on with illegal immigrants voting and a lot of other stuff. And I find it impossible to believe that somebody in Donna Brazile's position wouldn't have had access to the information that said, yeah, there was rigging going on. So either she was caught up in the groupthink or even the people working close to Hillary had no idea what was really going on. Brazile does make a point of calling Barack Obama's ego Titanic, but then that could apply to anybody who's at that level of politics, including Hillary Clinton herself. And Donna Brazile makes it very, very clear that she's very fond of Hillary. She felt sorry for Hillary losing the election. So, again, it's kind of a little bit of a whitewash here. Now, she does reveal that following Hillary Clinton's collapse at the 9/11 commemoration, the Democratic Party did at one point seriously consider replacing Hillary Clinton with Joe Biden, because it was becoming very obvious that Hillary's medical conditions were going to be a major, major issue. And the final thing that you can take away from the book is that the Democratic Party is very divided. They have different beliefs, and they weren't really able to unify and come to terms, and that created quite a bit of chaos. Now then, Hillary, as I said before, Hillary Clinton is starting to feel very nervous about Uranium One, And she's basically out there screaming that the Uranium One story is a distraction. If we go along with it, we're going to have a dictatorship under Donald Trump. And in any way, the story has been debunked. That's the new line coming from the Hillary Clinton campaign, is Uranium One has been debunked. You don't need to pay any more attention to it. And she's bolstered by some of the lights of the corporate media who didn't really do the job they were supposed to. Over on Fox News, Shepard Smith came on out with his effort to debunk the Uranium One story and basically cratered it by making huge amounts of mistakes in the telling of the tale, mispronouncing names, and it resulted in fans of Fox News getting on social media and demanding Shepard Smith be fired over this error-filled Uranium One report. In fact, one of the most common comments is, send him over to CNN. Now, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, meanwhile, over at the National Review, Jonah Goldberg also came on out saying, yeah, there's nothing to the Uranium One deal. It's completely, there's nothing there. You don't need to look at it. His mistakes were so bad. He said that Uranium One was a South American company, which it wasn't. It was Canadian and now totally controlled by Russia's state-owned Rosatom. So they're circling the wagons. They're trying to protect what's going on here. And Hillary Clinton did an interview on Mother Jones, and she made a very cryptic statement saying that prosecuting me will cause terrible consequences. So she's basically sounding the warning that if she's prosecuted for anything, she will start blowing the whistle on all the crimes and corruptions of the U.S. government going back for the last 30 years, all the way to the heart of the narcocracy and the CIA's gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas in the 1980s under then Governor Bill Clinton. So that is her doomsday device. I am above the law. If I go down, you'll all go down with me. Now, the identity of the secret informant in the FBI's Clinton probe into the Uranium One deal has now been revealed. His name is Christopher Campbell, and he basically came on out and did an interview with Reuters. Now, he was formerly a lobbyist for Tenex, the U.S.-based arm of Rosatom, the Russian government's nuclear agency. So this is a guy who was very, very well placed, and apparently he was reporting to the FBI. The FBI knew this stuff was all going on, and still Hillary Clinton and these other people all signed off on the deal. So now then, Chuck Baldwin came out with a very interesting article here about how the National Republican Party is pathetic, and he's basically talking about this effort to get Judge Roy Moore to step down. And by the way, he just had a press conference from down there in Alabama where he treated the whole thing with grace and humor and said it was probably one of the crowning achievement of his career in politics that he succeeded in uniting the Democrats and the Republicans together in opposition to him. And it was very well received, and I think he handled it absolutely perfectly. But Chuck Baldwin is pointing out that there are serious problems with what's going on here, with these allegations. And at this point, there's allegations. Nobody has any proof any of this really happened. And he's quoting Tim Brown over at sonsofliberty.com, who's reporting that the Washington Post reporter who broke this hit piece against Judge Moore has a rap sheet of her own. She has been charged with 4 infractions of writing bad checks in 3 different states. And apparently down in North Carolina, this reporter, this prostitute, this correspondent, was convicted of a crime punishable by up to 6 months in prison. So this is not a squeaky clean person who's out there casting the first stones. And apparently the star accuser against Roy Moore has a history of falsely accusing men of sexual improprieties. And some of her neighbors are saying that making false sexual accusations is the pattern for this woman. She's accused at least 4 Alabama pastors of sexual wrongdoing. Each time an investigation found the woman was lacking credibility and the accusations were dismissed. And at one point, an Alabama circuit judge refused to even hear the case because of this woman's reputation as a chronic liar. So it's really starting to fall apart on this for anybody who's paying attention here in the independent media. And, of course, in the corporate media, their behavior has been totally shameful. I mean, CNN is going after Moore with everything they can, but covers up liberal Democrats. More about that a little bit later in the show here. But apparently the Media Research Center did a study and found out that the media is giving 52 times more coverage to Republican scandal than to the Democrat scandal. And they were comparing the media coverage of Roy Moore versus the coverage of Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. And by the way, his trial ended in a mistrial, hung jury, couldn't reach a verdict. So he got off scot-free on that one here. And so the media is still very much liberally biased. Now, one of the accusers has as her lawyer, Gloria Allred, who's a well-known feminist lawyer, very militant feminist lawyer. And it's getting really interesting because apparently Wolf Blitzer repeatedly asked Gloria Allred if the yearbook signature was a forgery, and Allred refused to answer 8 times. Now, the reason is very obvious. If she says it's not a forgery and it's proven to be a forgery, she could be in trouble regarding her law license. So the fact that she's refusing to answer is telegraphing right there. Yes, it's a forgery. There's two different handwriting, two different ink colors. And apparently, one of the accusers, Korfman, was out there with a story that basically Roy Moore was calling her on her bedroom phone to arrange a sexual tryst. And Korfman's mother, Nancy Wells, is saying the daughter did not have a phone in the bedroom. It's completely made up. So all of these early accusers, they're starting to basically fall apart, but that's not going to stop the Democrats. They've come up with a bunch more. 4 new women have leveled sexual assault accusations against Moore, just trying to overwhelm him. They're going for the thing. There are so many accusations, at least one of them must be true, and that's a reason for him to step down from the Senate race. And apparently one of the accusers is Becky Gray, was a retired teacher living in Gadsden at the time, and she said Moore, in his 30s, kept talking with young women, and she did her best to avoid him. And she said that Moore approached Gray and other women at a mall so many times, the manager of the mall had to eventually ban him. But unfortunately, the manager of the mall at that time was interviewed on TV and said, no, that never happened. He was never banned. Now, Beverly Nelson has a stepson, Daryl Nelson. He's now made a video saying that he doesn't believe what Beverly Nelson's claims about Judge Moore. Says he just doesn't buy it. Now, Judge Moore has sent an open letter to Sean Hannity after Hannity gave him an ultimatum to prove he was innocent within 24 hours or step down from the Senate race. Now, the first comment I have is that Sean Hannity needs to understand this nation operates on a principle of presumption of innocence until proof of guilt. What Sean Hannity is operating under is the Napoleonic Code. You're presumed guilty until you can prove you're innocent, and that's not the United States of America. But Judge Moore basically went on down and pointed out there are serious discrepancies in the story. There's the problem with the inscription in the yearbook. The inscription has the initials DA after Moore's name for district attorney, but he wasn't a district attorney when that inscription was written. He was a deputy district attorney. And by the way, there's all that commentary about, you know, Christmas time and everything. When I was in school, yearbooks were handed out at the end of the school year, not Christmas time. This is a smear job, just plain and simple, and it shows that the Democratic tendency to play dirty is alive and well. But it just backfired on them because Senator Al Franken has now been accused of non-consensual groping. And involves a current newscaster, sportscaster, one-time Playboy model. that accompanied him on a USO tour group. And apparently Franken wrote a skit where he got to kiss this girl, and she was saying that he kept shooting the tongue. And the reason this story got traction is there is a photo of Franken groping toward this woman's breast when she's asleep. Now, she's wearing a flak jacket. It's not like he's really going to feel anything, and I'm sure he was just goofing around. But the visual really made that story sell. And it's kind of interesting to see the liberals getting out and say, well, you know, the girl has forgiven him, and so it's no big deal. We got to get back to Moore. Let's take a phone call here from Jim in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This is my question, and this is something I'm really concerned about, is the media. Okay, right now they're going after Roar on Judge Moore. I don't know if he's guilty or not, but tell me this. Where in the hell was the media when Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, for 8 years, a known child molester, his victims tried to go to the media, they ignored them, but this guy, until he got caught check-kiting, nothing came out regarding him being a child molester. Even today, the media won't even talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a double standard. I mean, there's a whole long list of politicians who have been caught in these sexual dalliances, affairs, fooling around on their spouses and so forth, and they never got this kind of coverage. Bill Clinton's accusers, when Bill Clinton was being accused, the media just trashed them, said they were sluts and they were liars and absolutely did everything they could to protect Bill Clinton. And it is a very obvious double standard in the corporate media.
And this is why I only listen to independent media. And Wayne Manson was the only person that talked about Dennis Hastert and other politicians who are basically a bunch of perverts, and they're getting away with it. And the Congress people, they protect one another.
Well, they protect one another if they're inside the clique. The problem appears to be that Judge Roy Moore really is an outsider. And he has faced a lot of opposition from even within his own party during his long career. And he made mention of that during his press conference this morning. And I guess because one other outsider got in last November, that the powers that be, the deep state, if you want to call it, the narcocracy, they're just going to make darn sure no more outsiders get on in.
Well, that was very obvious when he ran in the primary. You know, Trump and other people voted for the other guy. What was his name? I can't think of his last name. But anyway, they were supporting that guy instead of Moore. So that's quite obvious. So, Michael, I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now then, here is a bit of surprising news. Staunch Clinton supporter and ultra-feminist Chelsea Handler has apologized to Juanita Broderick and said she believes that Bill Clinton did rape her. And again, when Bill Clinton was doing what Bill Clinton was doing, the media protected him. Oh, there was this big stink where CBS 60 Minutes did a segment on Jennifer Flowers' accusations. And there's actually a video of the executive producer of 60 Minutes admitting they edited that segment to discredit Jennifer Flowers and help Bill Clinton win the nomination. And that's what the media likes to do. And that's, they don't want to admit that they're in the process of doctoring candidates. But yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, House Democrats have introduced 5 articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. And apparently, this is following Democratic Representative Luis Gutierrez, along with Brad Sherman, Al Green, filing these articles saying that Donald Trump ought to be impeached for some of the comments he's made. Now, the actual rules for impeachment are very simple. Somebody must be guilty of treason or bribery. You can't impeach the president just because you don't agree with what they say, but that's what they're trying to do here. And the problem is, if the Democrats do take control of Congress next year, and it looks like they're going to have Alabama as a Democratic senator seat, they could have the votes to impeach, even on the flimsiest of grounds. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, interesting memo has surfaced. This is an email from the deputy director of the FBI, or the then deputy director, Andrew McCabe, wrote an email on his official government account stating that the Hillary Clinton email probe had been given special status. This according to documents released yesterday. And basically, McCabe's email said the probe was under the control of a small group of high-ranking people at the FBI's headquarters in Washington. In other words, all you lower-down people, you just stay away from this. They were compartmentalizing it. And again, if I am correct in my hypothesis, that is a major scandal still struggling to find the light. And it goes back to 1994 and the ChinaGate scandal, where Bill Clinton was authorizing the sale of sensitive U.S. technology to China, and Chinese money was being poured into his reelection campaign fund. So having gotten away with it back in 1994, it's reasonable to ask, last year in the run-up to the election, while she was still Secretary of State, was Hillary Clinton selling U.S. secrets to foreign powers using her private email server with weak security to deliver the material, and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments? It is a legitimate question. It needs to be asked, and it deserves an answer. Now, we're hearing from sources now. Remember that Trump dossier, the dodgy dossier about Trump and prostitutes and all the rest of that? And apparently it turns out that the dossier was never verified before Fusion GPS gave it to BuzzFeed and other publications. In fact, the word is they didn't even try to verify it. They had a document that was going to do the smear job on Donald Trump, and they just went with it. Didn't try and verify it. Didn't even say it was unverified. Now, as you know, following news that Joe Biden is considering a run in 2020 against Donald Trump and possibly against Hillary Clinton, because I don't think she's staying out. She's acting like she's trying to keep her face in the public eye. And Joe Biden has basically his own past record of questionable behavior on the sexual level. And there are a lot of videos out there of him inappropriately touching women and children. There's one of the Secret Service agents on his detail said they literally canceled the Christmas get-together at the vice presidential mansion because Biden would just walk around grabbing all the women. So over at the New York Times, they had a call for Twitter to censor all images of Biden inappropriately touching women and children. That's absolute censorship. There's no national secrets involved here. There's no military technology being given out. They're protecting the image of Joe Biden. And meanwhile, again at the New York Times, reporter Nicole Perlroth actually tweeted on out saying that what Biden was doing was really just sweet and affectionate behavior with children, and she got jumped all over on Twitter and had to delete the tweet. So the media is still out there trying to protect the Democrats, even as they get out the hammer and tongs for Roy Moore. Now the problem is, it seems like everybody in Washington, D.C. behaves like this. Those of you who understand evolution and that we are evolved from apes understand that people in positions of power are behaving like the silverbacks. They want all the women to themselves. Makes perfect sense. But apparently the U.S. House of Representatives has paid out $15 million in harassment settlements over the last 10 years. That's how crazy it is in the halls of Congress here. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, a mistrial has been declared in the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. There was a hung jury. They couldn't come to terms. And so now, apparently, Menendez has had his day in court. Whether they'll try decide to retry him, of course, remains to be seen. But I seriously doubt it. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here, and we're going to take Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Creepo Uncle Joe Biden. I'm telling you, Mike, they're all insane, mentally, physically. I don't know. I mean, if you anybody just watches, like, the video compilation, the way he rolls his hands around girls' hair and the shoulders, that dude's some serious sicko, because, and kissing, like, it's just, there's too many instances of him doing the same things, you know what I mean, with his hands? So he's got some serious issues going on, Mike. Like, that dude's, like, stay far away from him. And did you see the video when Jeff Sessions is fixing the hairpin on the little girl's hair, and y'all Joe Biden's, like, going over there, gimme, 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 and then Jeff Sessions moves the girl and himself away from Mike. This could be an open secret in Washington about Joe Biden also, just like with Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood.
It could very well be. In fact, I think it is. I mean, this goes all the way back to John F. Kennedy and his catting around. And the reason it may be happening, I think everybody needs to ask a question. Right now, we are hearing from the women who were offended by such contact, or who saying now that they were offended by the contact. But you have to wonder, how many women went along with it? How many women were actually flattered? Oh, my goodness, it's a senator. It's a member of the House of Representatives who wants to touch me. Oh, let's get funny and everything. And, there may be a lot of these advances that proceed forward to success. And that's intermittent reinforcement is going to keep them behaving like that.
It's absolute power. And, Mike, that law Bill Clinton signed in 1994, I believe, was the one that allowed the settlements payments. And remember, America, that's taxpayers' money they're using to settle these claims. They're not using money out of their own pocket. So you, the American sucker, taxpayer, is paying for their misdeeds. That tells you all you
Absolutely.
Need to know about your oligarchy, Mike. I mean, and now Al Franken, not one, but there's another one coming out saying Al Franken. And then there was like a writer or something saying like about he said something about hope the gay this gay guy, well, he was glad this gay guy died or something. I mean, Al Franken, this could kill Al Franken's seat in Minnesota, Mike. Like,
The Democrats and Mitch McConnell started this firestorm around Moore, and now it's spreading. They can't control it, and right now everybody is fair game in this witch hunt. And it's probably going to backflash and hit a lot of people. We're hearing all these people coming on out and saying, well, it's time to go back and look at what Bill Clinton was doing. This thing is spinning out of control, primarily because the independent media is reporting on all of this stuff here. But there's been already a second one where apparently Al Franken, back in 2000, was at this event at the Friars Club, a celebrity roast of Rob Reiner, and apparently grabbed the breast of comedian Joy Behar. Now, in the photo, it looks like she's feigning shock, and maybe she wasn't all that offended. But again, in our current politically correct climate of you don't touch, you don't look, you don't anything, this is going to start wrecking careers. And I'm not saying the careers deserve to be wrecked. Certainly in the case of Moore, to me, it's obviously a smear job. Again, this supposedly all happened 30 years ago, and none of these women ever said anything until just now. And don't forget that story we ran earlier in the week, where apparently there are these robocalls going on out to people in Alabama saying that if there's a woman in your house who was a teenager in these years, contact me at the Washington Post, and there's a reward of between $5,000 and $7,000 for anybody who'll go public on these allegations. So they're literally out there trying to harvest women who, for $5,000 to $7,000, will make these allegations. And let's be very honest, there are people who, in this very tough economic time, are going to go for that deal. And plus, they're 15 minutes of fame on network TV.
But now Daily Mail's reporting Sylvester Stallone's involved from when he made Over the Top movie. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember I worked on a Stallone film, and his nephew, just riding on his uncle's fame, was like harvesting among the female extras, and it was kind of disgusting.
Yeah, and I know his bodyguard was killed in 2013 by the police on a traffic stop, I believe, and he was also involved in that hotel room. But hey, Mike, for a good movie, if you still want to watch Stallone movies, it was a low budget called I See You. I don't know if you ever seen that one, but it was actually
doesn't
kind of
ring
a bell. Yeah, it's actually pretty good if you get around to watching it, if you can stomach Stallone now. But all right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And I do want to make a point. I mean, Stallone was a good actor. I mean, he created that whole Rocky character himself. And, it just seems like when you get to that level of wealth and power, you feel you can get away with that stuff. And as I said, part of the problem may be that when you are a person of wealth and power, 9 times out of 10, when you approach somebody sexually, you're going to score. And with that kind of intermittent reinforcement, you're just going to keep on going. and everybody knows it, and everybody knows what's going on, but it's only when you become a political enemy that it gets dragged up and put in the corporate media. We're going to take another phone call from Don in Iowa. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, that's the reason I listened to you. You got away with words, Mike, when you said in the in this climate, the politically correct climate, you don't touch, you don't look, you don't do anything. You know, there's no way you can win. You can't touch. What is groping? Groping is something that everybody does. If you like girls, you're going to grope sooner or later. And then if she puts up her hand or slaps you or just says no or runs away, then it's over. But I mean, how are you going to find out anything unless you touch the girl?
Well, you know, there are ways to approach a girl, but you're right. There's a hypersensitivity, and one of the articles that we put up today on the website was, you know, what's wrong with millennials, and it talks about this thing about girls who go around scantily dressed string bikinis, and yet if you look at them, they're offended. There was a story in that article about a beautiful woman who dresses well at the office, and guys are asking her for dates, and she's out there saying, it's a hostile work environment. They're asking me to go out to dinner. And again, this is where this political correctness and women as a permanent victim class has gone totally over the edge of the cliff.
This country has been ruined by this whole deal. But as far as Judge Roy Moore, okay, he didn't. I can't see that he did anything against the law. He dated 16-year-olds. That was legal in Alabama at that time. He was only 32. He wasn't like he was a 70-year-old man hanging around the high school. He probably thought, hey, I'm young still, and I can, I don't know what he was thinking, but I mean, he didn't break the law. Even if he dated this 14-year-old, which they say, there's no proof, I don't know if that's against the law. He didn't have sex with any of these women. None of them say that he actually did it with them.
Well, there's one accuser who said he tried to rape her, you know, in a car. Yeah, there's no proof of any of this stuff. And, you know, when you've got the Washington Post apparently offering cash rewards for women to accuse Moore, it's a very obvious political smear job. And I think it may result in Moore actually winning his election, because the people of Alabama, I don't think, are falling for this. I think it's rather amazing. They're trying to fight this on the national level. We're already hearing from Mitch McConnell that if Moore wins the election in Alabama, that Mitch McConnell is asking for the Senate to simply expel him. They're literally handing a Senate seat to a Democrat in an already closely divided Congress, knowing that the Democrats are trying to retake Congress next year so they can move forward with impeaching Donald Trump. So you have to wonder whose side Mitch McConnell is on. Well, the answer is it's not really Republican versus Democrat. It's the narcocracy versus everybody else.
You compare this guy, Judge Roy Moore, to Barney Frank. Barney Frank, he had a boyfriend was running a prostitution ring in Barney Frank's
house. Right out of the house.
While he was representative. Now, and after that happened, he still got reelected twice. So, I mean, stuff happens. You know, Mitch McConnell is just making himself, he's digging himself. Everybody hates him. He's an idiot. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And even Roy Moore was saying that the only person who should step down is Mitch McConnell. But getting on back to Barney Frank, the story about the prostitution ring being run out of his own home by his boyfriend, that was suppressed by the media until after the election was over. So again, the media is totally on side with the liberals. Okay, now then, apparently Tillerson may be on his way out. We're seeing this article over at Politico. And the speculation is that Mike Pompeo, currently head of the CIA, may succeed Tillerson. And so we'll see what's going to happen with that. But it looks like there's going to be a bit of a shakeup, not the one we'd like to see, but still a shakeup. Now, getting on back to election fraud, and it's epidemic across the country. There is an article that came on out saying that California's voting rolls are an election integrity nightmare. In Los Angeles County, they have 44% more registered voters than they have resident voters. 44%. That's definitely enough to swing and steal an election. And it is a national disgrace. And I do wish that Trump's Commission on Election Integrity would do something about it. So far, they seem to be about as effective as his Commission on Vaccine Safety. Now, the liberals and the media are still out there trying to make Trump look bad over anything. And when Trump came on back and he did his speech at the end of his Asian tour, and he took a drink of water. Oh, stop the presses. He got thirsty. And the problem is he was drinking a bottle of Fiji water. You've seen it in the store. It's very good water. And the media just erupted saying, you know, how can you talk about trade deficits while drinking Fiji water? The only problem is the company that bottles Fiji water is headquartered in Los Angeles. So once again, tongues are so handy and facts are so uncertain, but that is basically the media. All right, let's take a phone call. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Ivanka Trump said there's a special place in hell for people who molest children. I wonder if she feels that there's a special place in hell for Jews who kill Palestinian children. And she feels the same way about that.
Well, we'll have to ask her one day. I'm certainly in agreement with her on that first one. You know, as far as consenting adults, whatever they want to do with each other, several other people, small appliances, I don't care. Children are special. Children have to be protected. It's one of our prime responsibilities as adults, you know, to protect the children, keep them from harm, help them grow up to be, you know, normal, well-adjusted human beings. And unfortunately, everybody's definition of well-adjusted differs. And certainly to the liberal, well-adjusted is, you know, completely mind-messed and politically correct.
Well, nobody disagrees with that. But the thing is, they're not asking the question, is there any proof of he's done anything? You know, they keep changing to that question. We have to agree that, no, we don't want children molested. But that doesn't mean that he did it. You know?
Which he are we talking about?
Ivanka. Anybody. I'll tell you the news. They keep changing the subject.
Well, you know, one of the things that does concern me is that all this brouhaha over sexual assault is being used to distract the media away from Uranium Gate, Dossier Gate, and Primary Gate, which is why we're continuing to put those up at the top of our talking points every single day, because these issues cannot be allowed to die. People need to be angry about it. I mean, let's be honest. When Al Franken grabs somebody on a stage, it doesn't affect our own personal lives, okay? But when you look at the crimes and corruptions that are being used to, first of all, divest our nation of 20% of our uranium ore, which we couldn't afford to be without, by the way, or sell our nation's secrets in exchange for donations, those things ultimately affect every single living American, and that's why every single American ought to be paying attention to these scandals and just stay focused on them.
If I was writing his speech today, I would have said, hey, you know, what is going on in Washington that they're so frightened to have a honest man in there in the Senate?
You did say that.
You start getting people thinking that way. They're just afraid of it.
Yeah, and he did say that. He said it very humorously. He said, you know, his best achievement in political career is he united the Republican and Democratic parties in opposition to him. And he handled it with a great deal of grace and humor, and I think he did very well. And I think he might still win that election, because again, all of the early accusers who've come on out against Moore, they've all been discredited, and especially with that forged inscription in the yearbook, it's very obvious this is all being made up, and that they're trying to find new accusers to come on out and simply, you know, just have so many women accusing him. You know, everybody will say, well, he must have done something. But again, it was 30 years ago. And I don't even remember what I was doing 30 years ago, to be very honest. I have to go look at my photo albums and say, oh, is that what I was doing? You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Juan Williams on Fox Ron Williams said, the reason I don't like Roy Moore is because he put God before the Constitution. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. You know what that's all about? Because Roy Moore was fighting.
They're grasping at straws. They're grasping at straws.
That's a constitutional right.
All right, well, Laura, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. Thank you very much for the phone call. And continuing this little media tit-for-tat, Russia has notified Radio Free Europe and Voice of America that they are now going to have to be registered as foreign agents inside Russia. And apparently Russia is now notifying something like 9 or 10 U.S.-based media outlets that they are now considered foreign agents inside Russia, and they'll have to be registered, which will subject them to scrutiny and so forth. It's this tit-for-tat situation that's going to spiral out of control, all of it representing, of course, an attack on the free press, even though we understand the corporate media is hardly objective and unbiased in any of this. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Russia has blocked the U.S. drafted U.N. resolution to renew the inquiry into the chemical weapons attacks in Syria, because the old mandate just is about to expire. And Russia vetoed it because they have their own version of a resolution calling for an investigation that will probably be a lot more objective and balanced, and the U.S. is probably going to veto that. Either way, the issue of going on in and saying, oh, yes, we found evidence that Assad is gassing his own people, trust us, trust us, trust us, appears to be dead in the water. In Syria, fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Ghouta, and apparently Ahrar al-Sham officially declared a start of the operation to capture the armored vehicle base and nearby area from the Syrian Arab army in eastern Ghouta. So the fighting is continuing over there. Moving on down here, everyone's been talking about Mattis, who made this comment the other day, that the United States had a right to be in Syria because they had a UN mandate, which they did not. And so now they're trying to backpedal and say, well, it's all about an interpretation of something the UN said, where basically there was a UN authorization to fight the Daesh terrorist group, to fight ISIS. And so the U.S. position is, well, we're fighting ISIS in Syria, even though ISIS is pretty much gone from Syria, and Syria is asking the United States to leave. So they're weasel-wording their way around, but it's obvious at this point the U.S. has no intention of leaving Syria. For that matter, they have no intention of leaving Afghanistan. They have no intention of leaving Iraq. They're trying to garrison the world the way the ancient Roman Empire did, until Rome stretched itself too thin. They lost three legions in Germany, and at that point they couldn't manage their empire, and it began to fall apart. Meanwhile, down in Israel, Netanyahu once again is threatening Iran and basically saying that Iran is plotting to destroy the Israeli regime from Syria, and said that Israel will stop at nothing to contain Iran, even if it has to act alone. Well, you know it's not going to stay that way. Because if Israel attacks Iran, Russia has already indicated they're going to come in on the side of Iran. The U.S. will come in on the side of Israel, and we're going to have a real world war, U.S. against Russia. And it's going to be bloody, it's going to be long, and if it goes nuclear, it's going to destroy both of our countries. And off to one side, there will be Israel laughing their heads off at how stupid we both were. Because with the U.S. and Russia destroyed, Israel, with their nuclear arsenal, will be in charge of the Middle East, and through that oil, in charge of the world economically. And we're being drawn closer and closer to that. Now, Saudi Arabia is making nice with Israel. It's causing a bit of a backlash. And the Israeli military chief gave an unprecedented interview to Saudi media, pushing the line, Iran is the biggest threat to the Middle East. Oh, those horrible Iranians. Don't let them fool you, because they haven't started a war in 200 years. They're a threat, I promise you. We'll be right back after station identification.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.